This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, my name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, if I remember correctly. It used to be something else, but now it's the Outdoorsman Radio Show for the last decade or so. Who knows? But we talk, as I do every Saturday morning for the last 26 years or so, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. All of the above. Well, our General Assembly is in session. There are several bills in front of the General Assembly that concern and should concern hunters. One of those is HB 18. HB 18 is a House bill submitted by Delegate Cluster, and he's a good man from Baltimore County, and I went to the delegation meeting yesterday, where basically the delegation, and when I say delegation, you might want to take this term down. The delegation is all the senators and all the representatives in the General Assembly from a particular county. That's the delegation. So, all the elected representatives Baltimore County were assembled in one room yesterday in their little horseshoe table, and they were hearing, I believe there were three bills that they were discussing. And when they discuss these bills in a delegation meeting, what that simply means is, do we want to advance these bills? Do we want to pull these bills? What are our thoughts on these? Well, HB 18 was one of those that was heard yesterday by the delegation. And the first 40 or so minutes of the delegation meeting was spent listening to folks from Towson with a report on sexual assault at Towson. The second part of that bill, part of that meeting was to talk about a bill concerning law enforcement in Baltimore County. The third item brought up was HB 18. And what HB 18 does is to add Baltimore County to the list of counties that would allow Sunday hunting. On Monday and Tuesday, Delegate Cluster and the rest of the delegation from Baltimore County was shelled by the Maryland Horse Council members and their supporters by email and phone calls and things like that. The people against Sunday hunting in Baltimore County were there by email and by phone in droves. And we crafted an email. We got the delegation's emails together. And we put out an emergency newsletter, an urgent newsletter for the Maryland Hunting Coalition members, and we put it on our Facebook page, which seems to get a lot of results and a lot of response. And by Wednesday into Thursday, we had brought the for and against ratio to about 50-50. We learned yesterday that the antis monitor our Maryland Coalition website and our Facebook page, which, you know, okay, that's fine. And they they ramped it up too. So right now we're neck and neck on the comments to the delegation in the meeting yesterday. Probably leaves the chances of advancing that bill to 50-50 as well. So if you want hunting in Baltimore County, if you live in Baltimore County and you want to hunt on Sundays on private land, here's what you do. You go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and that's mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And when you open the home page, up in the left-hand corner, you'll see a call to action. You click on that. That opens the call to action page. There's a sample. There's some instructions there on support HB 18, Baltimore County Sunday Hunting. Put that in the subject line. Copy the email. Put it on your email. Sign your name. And then there's an entire list of delegates' email addresses. Highlight those. Copy them. Paste them in your to line. You know, where you're sending an email to somebody, just paste them in there. Hit send, on it goes. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So, we said if you want to copy us at info at mdhuntingcoalition.org, and, you know, we'll see that you sent it and whatever. You don't have to do that. And most people haven't done that, but some have, and we appreciate that. So, we did attend the hearing. We did not testify as the Maryland Hunting Coalition, statewide organization. We've kind of just reserved judgment on testifying on local bills unless we're requested to. However, Delegate Cluster, we spoke with him on Wednesday in person, and I didn't. Our advocate did, spoke with him and several other delegates in person, and made some friends and reacquainted our advocate with some old friends and met some new ones. And as we sat there and listened to the testimony, Delegate Cluster, of course, introduced his bill. He used some of the advice and some of the information that Maryland Hunting Coalition had helped him with. And the Farm Bureau testified in favor of the bill. Farm Bureau is a two-edged sword. Keep in mind who they represent, the Maryland farmers, and that's fine. They're doing their job. In some cases, you want their support. In other cases, they're going to fight you tooth and nail. And that's their job. That's what they do. That's what the lobbyist does if, you know, he stands up for his client. So we listened to the testimony, found some of it was okay. the lobbyist for the Maryland Horse Council, his name is Frank Boston, Jr., he testified and let the cat out of the bag that there's going to be legislation forthcoming that deals with the commercial sale of wild venison, paying people to kill deer. We've seen this in the deer population management report that came out at the beginning of the year. We've answered it in our position paper, and now we hear that there's going to be legislation forthcoming. So we have to be on guard for that, and we will, of course, let folks know if and when that bill hits and what they can do. But having said all that, I simply want to say this. Our emails and our reaching out to our delegation, our representatives, is making a difference. I was impressed with a couple of the legislators yesterday, a couple of the representatives who stood up to people like the former Wildlife Advisory Committee member, and that was Dr. Joe Lamp. He was challenged. A couple other folks were challenged by a couple other delegates, and we appreciated that. Now, we didn't say a word. Merrill Hunting Coalition, as I mentioned, as a statewide organization, it's our opinion, it's our thought process that unless we're asked to assist or to testify, a local bill is a local bill. So, I mean, if something comes up and it affects Hunter statewide, or, you know, I mean, I know we're going to testify this coming week on the repeal of Senate Bill 966. The following week, on the 10th, our strict liability bill comes up, and we'll have prepared testimony for that. When I say our strict liability bill, that two bills, one by the House, one by the Senate, that we've been asked to address by people in the hunting community, and strict liability is, you know, egregious law in our opinion, and we're looking to have the Maryland law conform to the federal law on strict liability. It has to do with baiting charges against hunters when it comes to migratory birds in Maryland. So that's that. So the General Assembly is in full swing. Things are happening. There's a bill in Caroline and Dorchester counties. And I think it's Senate Bill 177 that looks to expand Sunday huntings, but there's a couple things that it does. It repeals all the gains that Dorchester and Caroline County folks have made and gives authority to DNR to establish the seasons and, you know, more on that to come. More on that to come. We'll have some statements and things like that that... But it all makes for great debate on the online forums, and, you know, they're interesting to read, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth between maybe half a dozen people on one subject, something like that. Excuse me. But, it's been an interesting week. Very interesting week. So it has. So, anyway, you're running the show today, folks. The number is 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. If you have any questions on any of this, if you don't understand it, if you need more information, it's very simple. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. There's more. I mean, I met Boston and had a conversation. Frank Boston had a conversation with him. I met and talked to Enid Steinberg. Enid Steinberg is pioneering the deer sterilization process here in Maryland. And she shared some concerns with me. You know what? Seems to be a nice lady, reasonable, passionate, and I have nothing against passion. I think that's great. So yeah, trust me, I'm not forming an alliance or necessarily a friendship with any of these folks, but I am learning, and we can all learn a lot from listening to different points of view. So... anyway, 410-922-6680. We are giving away three sets of tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, the Harrisburg Show, and we'll be more than glad to send you some tickets. Oh, did I offer this guy tickets? What did I offer this guy that won the trivia contest last week? Remember, first guy didn't get it, second guy, what did I offer him? Did I offer him tickets? Oh, maybe, really? It was something about an actor, I can't remember. Yeah. I got a phone number, I'll call the guy. What happens here, folks, is I usually put in a lot of hours in the week, and when I get here Saturday morning, I'm blessed to be conscious and do this show. Now, sometimes I have a lot of show prep. A lot of times I don't, and we wing it. But, you know, issues come up. People, you know, call in. We have a conversation, and that's good. And that's how it goes. Other times I have a guest, and I know what the guest is going to talk about ahead of time. And so we, you know, we pretty much stay on the same wavelength with the guest. But sometimes when I write somebody's name down, phone number, it gets buried in this stack of stuff, and I don't always get to it. And it's my life, and I think you know I've always been honest with you. So The guy's name is Rick. Rick, I'll call you and figure out what I owe you. All right. Maybe we'll only give two sets of tickets away. I'm not sure. All right. Let's talk to somebody out there. As soon as they call, we'll talk to them. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break and time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, you know, I'll tell you, last week of goose season coming up, and they've been busy. They've been taking care of geese. If you want a whole goose plucked for your oven, that's fine. Some people like that. If you want your geese breasted out, you're welcome to do that. Drop them off at Chesapeake Outdoors, and they'll take care of that for you. While you're there, of course, you can cruise or view or visit or browse the entire selection of waterfowl calls and boots and clothing, all-season hunting and fishing gear, the fishing gear, all the rods and reels and lures and firearms and ammunition. You might want to stock up on some ammo, the Bubba Blade knives, and then take a look at all the new crossbows and bows, Matthews and Parker. Crossbows by Barnett, Excalibur, and Mission. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors, your first choice of Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And they're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. So if you get out of the blind today and you got your limited geese and you want to drop them off there, have them picked, you can do that. Browse the store, go to lunch, come back, get your geese, and you're good to go. We did it. Yeah. Jacob and Laura and I did it on our holiday hunt a couple weeks ago. And I've been eating goose. I made some goose the other. Well, let me finish the commercial, then I'll tell you about my goose. That's 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Hey, today's the last day, January 31st today, I'm guessing midnight, if you're going to do it online. Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-tidal, that's your freshwater, or tidal, that's your Chesapeake Bay and Ocean City fishing license since 2011. If you haven't been out there fishing, you automatically enjoy a 50% discount when you purchase your fishing license. By the end of the day today, it only lasts till the end of the day today. It's called the Welcome Back to Fishing Program, sponsored by Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fishery Service. All you got to do is log into the DNR Compass System licensing system. You can do that online. A lot of people buy their licenses online. Or visit the DNR Service Center or Tackle Shop. Be a good day to visit your Tackle Shop, wouldn't it? Find out what's going on for the upcoming fishing season. You can buy your 2015 license at the DNR Service Center Tackle Shop. The discount is automatic, but only through today. The promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing the state has to offer. You know, fishing is fun. If you haven't been out there, it's a blast. I did a little bit of fishing last year, more than I've done in a while, and I really miss it because I really enjoy it, and I really like talking about it, and I really like going over those memories that I had, you know, even as far back as I was a kid. So fishing is one of the best values in life, promoting quality time in nature with friends and family. For a limited time, the already low cost of entry is just 50% better. Welcome back.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
According to these morons at the National Journal, Pelosi going to see Assad, a terrorist running a terrorist regime, is no different than John Boehner inviting an ally of a democracy to come speak to Congress.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Talk to Mr. Bill and about deer hunting in Baltimore. How are you, dear Bill?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. I guess. What's going on?
Oh, it's just a sad day. I guess it's the end of deer season.
It is. Well, I mean, you could always move to St. Mary's in Charles County. You got deer firearm season through March 29th down there.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah,
a little bit of a drive, but it's a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. It's a stupid idea. I'm done with deer season. I've been done for weeks with deer season. I mean, it is a sad day. If you're a bow hunter and you're out there today, God bless you, because
you got that right.
It is 15 degrees out there and cold. Are you going today?
No. I'm just sitting here listening to your show. But I just want to thank you for what you do for this show. Are you going to have a booth up at the Harrisburg show?
I'm going to be able to distribute some Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines through some of our advertisers.
Oh, good.
I am going to visit with the Sportsman's Marketing Initiative booth. I don't know if I'll be working there, but I'll be up there. I think I'm going up this coming Thursday or Friday to take some magazines up and help a couple friends, and then I think I might be up there for a full day midweek.
Oh, okay.
Not this week, but
we're going to try to get up there too. My granddaughter, we're going to book her a pig hunt.
Oh, have you done before?
Oh yeah, we've done it before. It's a fun time.
Is that the guy that promises the biggest boars in the South?
No, we're doing the one in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that one, okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
We've hunted them in Georgia and Florida, and it's a good time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we have this raffle going on right now, this raffle right now going on on the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Uh-huh.
And one of the sponsors is Glade County Outfitters.
Oh, okay.
Glade County Outfitters is owned by a fella here in Baltimore, and he and his brother also own Curtis Engines, who do the commercial generator right. installation and sales here, Curtis Engine, here in Baltimore. And they have this outfitting business in Glade County outside of Moorhaven. And they invited me down. They said the hogs are just, they're covered up with hogs.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got Osceola turkeys. They've got predators. You know, anything you want. So, I mean, next trip I make to Florida, I might just make a trip to Florida just to see what they've got.
You got to do it. We've done it. We went down to Disney World, and the family went to the Magic Kingdom. We went to the Wild Kingdom, shot some boars.
Did you really? did you run them with the dogs and put the knife between your teeth and stick them?
No, we didn't.
Oh, come on. No sense of adventure?
I guess I'd try that.
Yeah, why not? Grab the dog, got the pig by the leg or the ear, and you got the pig by the other leg and the other ear, and dispatch him with a knife.
Yeah, but it's a fun time.
Man, sounds like it. Yeah, that'd be fun. I saw an article, I think it was on Fox this week. Father and son were hunting North Carolina, I believe. North Carolina, South Carolina. They had found some hogs, and the kid flushed out like three little ones towards the dad, and then all of a sudden he looked up, and here comes a giant boar. I guess it was a Russian boar. It looked like a wild Russian boar, and he put it down with one shot while it was charging him, allegedly, or running towards him. And waited till it turned a little bit, and he shot it, and it weighed like 700 and some pounds.
Oh my!
Oh yeah, yeah.
We've never shot one. We shot maybe 250 pounds, but
you know what? 250 pound animal is a big animal.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean that's the size of an average black bear. You know.
So. Yeah, I couldn't imagine shooting something 700.
No, me neither. I couldn't imagine trying to get it out of there. So.
Oh yeah, you'd need a trucker.
I guess. So. Well, listen, Bill, I appreciate that, and good luck with your boar hunt, and maybe I'll bump into you up there in Harrisburg.
Okay.
People see me, I introduce myself, and lately it's been, hi, my name's Alan Ellis. Oh, you're a guy on the radio. I'm like, yeah, that's me. Or they'll hear my voice, and they'll say, I knew that voice from somewhere. So
we've met several times.
I'm sure we have. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure we have. You sound familiar. So, all right, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you. Hey, Bill.
Yes.
Tell you what. I'll put you on hold. Leave your name and number, and give Brian your address. I'll send you a couple tickets to the Harrisburg Outdoor Show, to the Great American Outdoor Show. How's that?
Great. Appreciate it.
Since I know you're going.
All right.
And I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you.
You got it. There he goes. All right. I did get an email on this fellow that I mentioned earlier that called. It was trivia. That's what it was. It was trivia. We asked who the star of Secret Agent Man. We played that little theme song. And Rick called in and got the right answer, and we told him we'd send him a couple tickets. So that's where we are. All right. Couple items from this week's news. What happened to that story? There it is. Okay. You know, you've seen these documentaries on TV. You've seen these shows about these people that make friends with wild animals, and they go out in the wilderness and they have a piece of property, and they go out and they take care of the animals, and they think they have this warm, fuzzy relationship with them, and you know, they talk to them and feed them and that type of thing. You've seen those stories, haven't you? I mean, it could be bears. Primarily, it's bears people make friends with. But, you know, some people do it with wolves or whatever. And on several cases where people have made friends with bears, who was the guy that was eaten by grizzly bears in Alaska? I can't remember. Or brown bears. Anyway, that was a couple years ago. Well, anyway, a lady by the name of Kay Grayson, Columbia, North Carolina. A woman known as the Bear Lady for feeding black bears on her remote property near Columbia, North Carolina, was found dead in the woods Monday. probably dragged there by the animals she loved. Kay Grayson may have been dead for more than 2 weeks, Tyrell County Sheriff Daryl Liverman said Wednesday. Liverman said, based on what we saw, it appeared that a bear dragged her back into the woods. Police are not certain whether a bear killed her, he said. Well, we just don't know about that there. I mean, you know, we don't know what that crazy woman did back there. I mean, she could have, I mean, a bear could have grabbed her by the hand when she gave it a coconut macaroon or something. We don't just know nothing about that there. Or maybe, you know, she had a stroke or something. We just don't know. Actually, I've taken that a little bit too far, but the first quote was the only thing the sheriff said. Anyway, police are not certain whether a bear killed her, he said. For more than 20 years, Grayson was known for feeding bears and calling the sheriff's office to complain about hunters. She lived alone in a mobile home on hundreds of acres along U.S. 64 east of Columbia. Former Virginia Pilot photographer Drew Wilson remembers that he first contacted Grayson by leaving a note on a gatepost at the entry to the property she had named Bear Song. I don't know what they sing, but she named it Bear Song. I have never heard a bear sing. I mean, you know, on cartoons and stuff maybe, but Bear Song, that's what she named it. She had no phone, electricity, or running water. Well, how does she continue to contact the sheriff's department? She had no phone. Maybe she drove into town and used a payphone. Anyway, she would call for the bears, ready to feed them peanuts or dog food. I can imagine the bears. Oh, jeez. I better go get some peanuts again. Look, place is full of berries. And she wants us to eat peanuts. And she won't stop calling us till we go get the peanuts. And what does she think we are? Dogs? Eating dog food? Come on, lady. Chuck us a steak or something every now and then. You know? At least throw some roadkill over here. But I'm straying afar again. She would call for the bears, ready to feed them peanuts or dog food. Authorities received a call January 19th asking her to check on Grayson after she had not been seen for a couple weeks. Bloodhounds helped locate her remains in the woods about 200 yards from her home. Sheriff Wilson recalls trying to photograph Grayson for... Oh, no, the photographer. That's who this is. Recalls trying to photograph Grayson for a story published in the Pilot, the Virginia Pilot. That's what this is all about. That's where this was from. She placed a chair outside her mobile home and asked Wilson to sit down. She grabbed his expensive camera and handed to her the bear she had named number 64 after the highway next to her property. The bear pawed the camera before tossing it to the ground. Grayson retrieved it and gave it back to the photographer. At that point, I could start taking pictures. Apparently, the camera had been approved by the bear. I don't know. Doesn't explain. It just says the bear pawed the camera, knocked it to the ground. The woman picked the camera up, handed it back to the photographer. And I guess after the bear touched it, blessed it, sang to it, God knows what, he was able to take pictures. Young bears once crawled into Grayson's trailer through the window and left muddy paw prints in the rooms. She did not clean up the mess. Oh, surprise! Surprise! It was like a reminder of them being there. I guess the ransacked kitchen cupboards and, you know, soiled... Ah, oh, jeez. You know when you're crazy? I mean, you get away with all kinds of stuff. Grayson inherited the property from a wealthy man who often traveled with her on a yacht up and down the Intercoastal Waterway. Wonder what that was like. Anyway, early in her life, she had been a professional dancer. Sheriff's deputies found among her belongings a photo of her in the 80s after she had won a sailing race in Bermuda. But in her last years, bears were her passion. She was a character. Oh, that's something else the sheriff said. She was a character. That's the story. Let's talk to Dan on I-95. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm great.
Good.
you were talking a minute ago how you meet people through recognizing your voice.
And, I do.
I'm one of those folks.
Okay.
A couple months ago, I was just back from a health hunt, and up at Sam's Deer, checking in a deer, and I heard this voice behind me. I said, "Hey, I know that guy. Turned around, it was you."
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I told you I was just about to leave Western Maryland.
Yeah,
where I got real lucky and got a bear on the first day.
Well, how about a picture, Dan?
Oh, I can send one.
Yeah, email me a picture, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and tell me a little bit about the story. You know, I'm sure it was Garrett or Allegheny County. I know where. I know you killed it in Western Maryland, of course. But yeah, I'd love to publish your picture.
Okay. It wasn't a trophy, but it was my first bear on my first bear hunt, so I was real happy.
Yeah, you know what? I've done it twice in Maryland and been unsuccessful. Now, second hunt, my landowner sub-permittee killed one, and I was happy for him. That was probably the best thing that could have happened on that hunt. So, definitely get a picture to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So,
and okay, I just placed an ad in the Cumberland newspaper that I was lucky lottery winner.
Yeah.
And got a couple calls, went up, met a few fellas, and that way I got a good place to hunt on private land.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. That you're thinking on that one. That's for sure. Yep. And, did they charge you anything?
No, but he said I asked him what he wanted. He said, "Well, if you get one, I'd like you to help me out with my tag." But I treated him right.
No, that's good. That's good. You know, it's always, people call me all the time, "Hey, what do we tip our guide?" And I'm like, "Well, what'd you pay for the hunt?" Okay. And then I'll give him a number. My bear guide in Canada, here's the way I look at this. This guy, of course, does this for a living. He gets paid by the outfitter, but he doesn't get paid much. But if you're going to drive your personal truck and take 55-gallon barrels of bait and bait my bear site and come get me out of the wilderness where there's no lights, no electricity, no cell phone service, and get my bear out of the woods and field dress my bear and skin my bear and do all that good stuff, guess what, buddy? You're getting a really, really, really nice tip. You know,
I feel the same way, and when I go big hunt in South Carolina, I always treat my guide really good.
You know what? You treat them good, you treat them fair, and you call them up, and they remember your name. And if they remember your name, and they want you back, they're going to treat you good.
Yeah, I've learned that.
And even my pronghorn hunt in Wyoming a couple of years ago, I treated my guide real good. I left behind a full suit of base layer, big name brand. And he goes, "What's that?" I said, "That's for you. It's cold out here in the wintertime." He goes, "Man, that's really cool." I said, "Well, you know, you earned it." So, and he did. So. And that was a plus the tip. So, I mean, if you can give them something personal, you know, I mean, if you got a turkey call or if you got a, you know, case of shells or whatever, just treat them well and they appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, I like to give them a nice monetary tip. And then I make knives on the side and drop a homemade knife on them.
Oh, that's nice, Dan.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
And
you're on there?
I'm a member.
Okay, good.
Responded to the email in Baltimore County.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
I want to thank you for all the work you do.
Okay, well, make us a knife to use for a fundraiser.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look. I'm not asking for very much, just, you know, 100 hours of your time. That's all right, Dan. Listen, I appreciate it. I do remember meeting you, so you have a good trip out there. Be careful, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Leave your number with Brian, will you?
Will do.
All right, thanks. All right. Yep, there he goes.
Let's see. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop. I'll tell you what. These guys have been around since 1967. No, 57. 57. Good grief. What am I thinking about? 57 and 57 years. How about that? I've known them for 30, maybe. Yeah. It's my go-to place, number one, because I'm not a giant fan of the chains. I mean, I go there, no question about it. Sometimes I find stuff there that I need or want or get a discount on. But when I need a firearm, if I need gunsmithing services, if I need a real, they cleaned up, I bought, listen to this, I bought two old Mitchell 300 reels, okay? One was an old Mitchell 300, but the other one was, it just said Mitchell on the side. It had the half bale. It was one of the earliest imports into this country, and I found it, I don't know where I even found it. I can't even tell you. It was all greasy and nasty and messy. And I took it down, and Bill and whoever worked on it and cleaned it up, and it got it in great working shape. And sometimes I just have a collection of these little things that I do, and I have a fair amount of old spinning reels that I collect. And I don't know why. I don't display them, but I just collect them, you know. But they did a great job on that. So anyway, I digress. If you need line wound on your spools, if you need your rod tip repaired, if you need a new guide on your fishing rod, if you need any of the services that are offered by Clyde Sports Shop, a scope mounted, a scope bore sighted, gun cleaned, parts replaced, you name it, Clyde Sports Shop will do it. Of course, they're a full-line Browning dealer. They have all the new stuff, all the tackle and everything for sale, but their services is what sets them apart. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need any live bait for fishing season, if you're going out there today, it'd be cold out there. You're welcome to go to Clyde's and find it 24 hours, 365 days a year, pretty much. Clyde's is open with live bait. So, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. It's your phone number. Fishing hotline is 247-3474-247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Yes, Chesapeake Outdoors. If you're going hunting today, stop in. They're open. Sure they are. Absolutely. Now, we don't expect you to have any geese in the bag right now. That would be bad. But when you shoot a couple today, make sure you stop by Chesapeake Outdoors and drop them off and have them brush them out for you if you want, or clean them out and get the whole thing. We actually asked them to save the hearts and livers for us, and they did. They did. We got people that like goose liver. We got people that like goose hearts, me in particular. And they took care of that for us. So while you're there, after you drop your geese off, or you know what, if you're just taking a break from being in the blind and you want something to do, stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. Take a look at all the new fishing tackle coming up for the 2015 season.
You can check out the firearms. You can check out the full line of ammo, all the accessories. See what's on sale. Take a look at the Bubba Blade knives. Check out all the bows and crossbows, the bows from Matthews, the new ones, the Mission and Carbon Express and Barnett Next Caliber crossbows, the Parker bows. Why not walk to the back and check out the Under Armour and Drake clothing and see if they got any specials. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. That's right. The formal address is Chester, but we just say Kent Island because it's cool to say we're on Kent Island. That's right. Route 50 East, 39B, Dominion Road. That's the exit you're looking for. 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back and bigger than ever. It's 9 action-packed days, February 7th to the 15th in Harrisburg, PA. That's 9 days of hunting, fishing, boating, and archery. 9 days of ATVs, gear, and guns. 9 days of interactive exhibits and celebrity seminars on hunting and fishing. And a rockin' country concert with Lee Rice and Thompson Square. Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. Get your tickets now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paladin, Paladin, where did you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land.
Goes out to Frank Boston III. Hired gun to the calling council and others.
A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
All right. All right. Enough. Okay, look. Our Blazing Camo Day Hunters Rally in Annapolis is coming up Thursday, February 5th. That's this coming Thursday at 9 to 11. If you're a hunter, you're invited. Wear your warm camo and your blaze orange hat. Now, here's what you can do. You can park and walk or take the shuttle. The goal is to assemble on Lawyers Mall in front of the State House at 9 a.m. You can walk, take the shuttle, be dropped off, or find parking in one of the Annapolis parking facilities. Parking at the Naval Academy is through gate number 5. That's the third gateway entrance into the Naval Academy parking lot off Taylor Avenue. We surveilled that yesterday, and it's still there. The address for the GPS purposes, if you need it, is 511 Taylor Avenue, Annapolis. Now, if you want to ride the shuttle after you park, have a fistful of single-dollar bills. We don't know what the shuttle charges. But to ride, charges to ride, but it could save you the half-mile walk. If you like the walk, it's fine. We're going to hope have hundreds there to walk, but we're not sure. It might be 50, might be 100, might be 300, might be... who knows? We're not getting a lot of advance notice on who's coming. We're just hearing from all over the state that people are going to be there. So be part of it. The first ever Hunters Rally in Annapolis. So if you're walking, you leave the Naval Academy parking lot, you cross Taylor, walk down Row Boulevard to the State House. That's Lawyers Mall, the area just outside the State House where the Thurgood Marshall statue and the rotunda exist. Meet on the mall. We have folks stationed there with blaze orange caps. And that's it. Now, you can see all this on our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's all there. You can print it out. You can print out a flyer. You can print out the directions. It's all right there for you. Let's talk to Crabber Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Crabber Ron. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Alan.
What's up, buddy?
Question for you.
Yep.
You might have touched on this before. Do you know where Sika deer came from?
Yes, I do.
From the Japanese?
They came from a small island in Japan. I can't say the name of the island. I used to know it. But they all have the same source. In other words, they're all genetically the same here in Maryland. Mm-hmm. They were released in 1916, I think, on Assateague, and 26 or something in the 20s on Jane's Island or something like that. I mean, that's, you know, I'm trying to pull that from memory.
Okay, I understand that they're more of an elk.
They are. They're a member of the elk family. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard that. I wasn't sure. I don't know if you ever touched on that or not.
They bugle like an elk in the breeding season.
I'll be darned.
They wallow like an elk in the mud down there. You know, an elk will just wallow and get all nasty looking. That's what Sika deer do that. And a lot of guys that are experienced hunters look for those wallows and set up their tree stands nearby. They respond to calls like elk do. They respond to bugles. They respond to, you know, chirps and mews and things like a cow calling like an elk. A lot of guys are experienced at that and know how to call them in to themselves and hunt them like that. Very challenging.
You got a break coming up.
I do.
Okay.
Yep. Did you want to talk further?
I want to talk to you about the banjo music.
This bit, the one that you're hearing right now?
Yes, sir.
What about it?
Well, I bought a banjo, and I like to hear that song.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Well, that's all I really got to talk to you about.
All right. Was that you strumming the banjo?
Yep.
There you go.
That's about as much as I know.
Hey, well, more than me. All right, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.